Thank you and good morning all. Seeing a big crowd is fun. Most Christians believe in the millennium. But when we talk about the millennium, there are quite a few different ideas of what that actually means. Now, the term millennium comes from Latin, meaning a thousand years. Mil, meaning thousand, annum, meaning year. So we get millennium. And this is taken primarily from Revelation 20. So let's go to Revelation 20, and we'll read verses 4 through 6. This term, a thousand years, occurs six times between verses 2 and 7. Each one of those verses, between 2 and 7, has the word a thousand years. So we're just going to read verses 4 through 6. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for a thousand years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the thousand years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him a thousand years. So today let's consider the three main views of the millennium and why we are in the premillennialist group. We'll look at three ideas: amillennialism, postmillennialism, and premillennialism. These are big theological words. Sounds like those things in the pharmaceutical commercials. I thought about titling this, Ask Your Pastor If Premillennialism Is Right For You. But I decided on the simpler title, Why We Are Premillennialists. The first one we'll look at is amillennialism. As you know, the prefix a means not or without. And so we might get the idea that they don't believe in a millennium at all. But that's not quite right. Some who believe that prefer the term realized millennium, millennialism, because they believe the millennium is happening right now, that we are now in the millennial period. So, fundamental beliefs, the millennium is happening right now. Jesus is reigning from heaven, and there will be no literal earthly kingdom. The millennium started at the resurrection and ascension of Jesus and will end when he returns, and it's not a literal period of a thousand years, and it's not a literal kingdom on earth. The website mountainretreat.org says, the kingdom of Christ on earth is now being extended and advanced through the preaching of the gospel of Christ by his witnesses. Another primary belief there is that resurrection is the convert's change from spiritually dead to spiritually alive. When we go through conversion and baptism, that is what resurrection really is. So why are we not amillennialists? Let's go to Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11, verses 6 through 9. If you've been around the church any period of time, any length of time, this section will be very familiar to it. There was a seal, as you remember, a lion and a lamb with a little child. Verse 1 mentions, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. This is talking about the Messiah and the time of the Messiah. So Isaiah 11, verses 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play in the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. When you look around the world today, is this what you see? Is this the picture that is shown on the evening news? No, this is not what we see today. And if this is not what we see, then this can't be the millennium. Verse 9 says, no one will hurt or destroy in all of God's kingdom. That's exactly the opposite of what we see today. It also says that the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. It doesn't say as the waters cover the land, a little puddle here, a small river there, a little bit of rain somewhere else. It's drenched in it. It's covered in it, soaking in it. And again, that's not the world we see today. So if this is not what we see, then this is not the millennium. Let's go to Zechariah 14 for another look. Zechariah 14, we'll read 3 through 4. We believe in an earthly kingdom. The Jesus Christ will come to earth. Zechariah 14, verse 3. Well, peek at verse 1 again. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming. This is talking about the time when Jesus Christ returns. It says, then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. Then in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Well, maybe that's figurative. Maybe it's not the real Mount of Olives. Which Mount of Olives? The one which faces Jerusalem on the east. This is not figurative, this is literal. And the Mount of Olives shall split in two from east to west. So if Jesus is fighting the nations, he must be here on earth. He's standing on the Mount of Olives. When he ascended, the angels told the gathered disciples, turned apostles, that you'll see him come down in that same way, and he's coming down to the same place that he left, the Mount of Olives. So if Jesus stands on the Mount of Olives, he must be coming to start a literal kingdom, as stated in verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. So that's why we're not amillennialists. The next group is postmillennialists. This view holds that Jesus Christ will return, but post or after the millennium. In this idea, we don't know exactly when the millennium starts. We may be in it now or it may be coming. The idea is that the church will spread the gospel and eventually convert enough of the world that a time of peace and prosperity will come. And that will be the millennium. Again, Jesus Christ is not here. He's ruling from heaven, but his church is essentially in control of the society. Not all of it, but most of it. Most of the world will be Christian at that point. And Jesus will return to a peaceful, predominantly Christian earth at the end of time. Again, they believe that resurrection is the conversion from spiritually dead to spiritually alive. So why are we not post-millennialists? Well, again, we're right here in Zechariah in verse 3. It says that Jesus Christ will return and stand on the Mount of Olives, that a literal kingdom is coming. It says he returns to fight the nations. If the world were predominantly Christian and eager for his arrival, he would not have to fight the nations to subdue the rebellion for those who do not want to be subject to the law of God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 for another point. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50, is where Paul talks about the resurrection and what exactly a resurrection is. 1 Corinthians 15, 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, at the return of Jesus Christ. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. It's not the change from spiritually dead to spiritually alive. That's just the seed starting. There's that growth process that we heard about yesterday to maturity. And the change from physical to spiritual that occurs not at conversion, but at the last trumpet. So that's why we are not post-millennialists. The third one we'll look at is premillennialism. This view holds that Jesus Christ will return pre or before the millennium. My research indicates that this was the dominant view in the early church until the third century, until Augustine proposed that really the church is the kingdom of God and the prophecies should be interpreted figuratively. Our understanding, along with other premillennialists, is that the world will grow increasingly evil, leading to a time of trouble called the tribulation. Jesus Christ will return to end that tribulation, to subdue his enemies, and to start the millennium, and to rule from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Resurrection is a literal return from the dead. Now, the dispensationalists also add a rapture in there. That's not our understanding. We don't see that in the scripture. So why are we premillennialists? Well, let's go back to Revelation 20. Revelation 20 and verse 4. This is the primary scripture, but not the only scripture that speaks of the millennium, but it's the only section that uses 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 6, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, because they have been resurrected to spiritual life, to immortality, to incorruptibility." And as we age, we understand the need for that even more than we did when we were young. Jesus Christ will return to earth so that the saints may rule with him, as it says. They shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. He'd have to be here for us to reign with him. We're also blessed to understand the pattern of the holy days, in which the Feast of Trumpets, the return of Jesus Christ, occurs before tabernacles. That pictures the millennial rule of Jesus Christ. Another thing that distinguishes us is our understanding of verse 5. "But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished." We understand that all of those who have died will also be resurrected to physical life, and we'll talk about more of that on the 8th day. So, why are we premillennialists? We believe the saints will be resurrected in spiritual bodies at the return of Jesus Christ, as Paul has said. We believe in the Messiah standing on the Mount of Olives, as Zechariah has said. We believe the physical world will be restored, and personal and national relationships will be healed under the rule of Jesus Christ, as Isaiah has said. And we believe the saints will rule with Christ for 1,000 years in his kingdom, as John has said.